Hi, and welcome to Under Fire Radio, episode 14 and a half, or 14.5. I'm Berserk.
And this is Shada, as always.
You might wonder why it's 14 and a half. He wanted to call it 14. I wanted to call it 15. We went down the middle. Actually, I didn't tell him about that, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, 14 and a half, I suppose, works better than 15.
We made an episode 14. We made one, and it didn't work. So it just doesn't seem right to do the same thing twice. So welcome to 14.5.
So what has been up with you this past week?
I've been playing lots of frisbee golf. That's about it.
Amazing.
We are very much not at Nauticon right now.
Obviously. Which sucks.
Yeah, I talked to Droops. He seemed like he was having an alright time, but I called him on Friday right when it was starting. He was doing something with a video camera with Jason Scott and the guys from, I just forgot the name of it. The Packet Sniffers. So, they were doing some sort of video project, and it seems that Droops has been working on some pretty cool stuff with video, so I'm going to be waiting to see that. And, other than that, it's been pretty crappy. I had Friday off, that was cool, because I took it off to go to Nauticon. So I sat around and worked on TalkoSource.net and got paid for it. That's the way to do it, getting a telephone company paycheck for working on my TalkoSource.net website.
Just can't go wrong with that, can you?
No, not really. For those of you who don't know, TalkoSource is a project I started up that has been moving along pretty slow, but I completely redid the site and made it so that it'll be just a much better all around. The idea is to have quality manuals, scans, things like that. Like scans as in like scans of books. Actual useful real information that is credible as opposed to like text files, things like that. All of it having to do with telecommunications. As it is, we have a good amount of submissions, but we're working on indexing them properly. But we need more submissions because it's really reliant on people being involved. So if you want to have good information out there, share the information you do have, and there will be more to come along. If you want to check it out, it's at TalkoSource.net. Pretty simple. Sounds like the way it's spelled. If you want to send something in PDF or text or doc or something like that, send it to submission at TalkoSource.net. And there's my little plug for TalkoSource there. So what have you been doing?
This past week I've been doing a lot of work in school as normal. I went through a couple of look changes, but that's usual for me.
A couple of what?
Look changes, as far as, like, dyeing my hair and such like that. But other than that, that's like the biggest happening of my week, so.
Yeah,
but that's
the biggest thing of my week was losing really bad at frisbee golf. I played really good games for 2 weeks. Then we got a bunch of people together. We'd planned out for a couple weeks, you know. Big game. And I played one of my worst games ever.
Always fun. Oh, wait, no, I did do something. I just remembered. I finished cutting out the asterisk logo for my asterisk box. I was cutting that out of the side of the computer, so I'm now going to have the asterisk logo.
You know what I heard?
What?
I was talking to someone at Nauticon while they were there, and they said they were passing out asterisk discs that are shaped like an asterisk.
Oh, that's
cool. That they will try to grab a couple for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I want one of those.
They're like,
I don't know how much data you can really get on it, but probably just enough for asterisk.
That is still awesome either way.
Yeah, I want to have one. That's like something I'd hang from my rearview mirror when I get a car.
Heck yeah, that.
I haven't said when
I
get a car.
If I had more,
well, you know,
more, yeah, because if I only had one, that thing would be like saved for life.
You can laminate it.
Oh yeah.
Put it in your book of memories. Next to your first rose.
I don't think I ever got a rose.
I can see you drying out flowers and putting them in a scrapbook. Come on, dude.
Oh, yes, because me and my little leprechaun self do that quite often.
Yes, the leprechaun. You need to dye your hair green.
Well, it's like a poo brown right now.
A poo brown?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd be telling people that, honestly.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a chocolate brown. Is that better?
That brings a whole new term or meaning to my hair looks like shit.
It really does. It should have red highlights in it tonight, hopefully. So I'll have poo brown hair with red. You know, bloody brown. But yeah, so anyway. I feel gay after talking about hair.
Yeah, I was just going to let you have that silence for a minute to realize what was really going on.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to kind of multitask here. I'm for once actually in front of my computer while I'm doing the show, and it's a whole new thing. I'm used to walking around in circles outside, so I'm going to try to see if I can do the show and sort of get other things done at the same time, which I know may not be fair to the listeners, but you know what? I have shit to do. So I'm going to do it while I'm talking. And I'm doing pretty good right now. Like, I'm making a splash screen for Telcosource, since Minion has never got back to me with the one he was supposed to have.
He showed me a beta version of it the other day.
Yeah, dude, he's big on that. He makes the beta version, shows it to you, and comes back a month later with the final one. Makes the beta in, like, 40 seconds. But yeah, hey, if you want to make an image or images for Telcosource.net, do it. Send it to me. Submissions@Telcosource.net. Or submission, sorry.
Yeah, by the way, you people need to start emailing us. And to try, it's been like almost a month since we've gotten an email from you idiots. Of course, we've missed 2 weeks, so that could be why, partly. So it's partly our fault. And also, I think, partly the fault of you people, because we get almost no interaction. It's sad. I want interaction from our people. I love you.
I know that I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
That I'm loved.
Oh, yeah. So, in order to... I'm
not feeling the leprechaun love.
To try and boost some interaction, what I'm going to do is I have a special 866 number set aside. Excuse me, just for voicemail. And it sounds all official and everything. So I'm going to be giving away 5 different voicemail boxes. Free, by the way. I just want... Jesus, I need some water or something. I want an article on Google. Any topic on Google that you want. Like Google hacking, any of the subsidiaries, like Picasa or whatever. Anything that you want to do it on. Very broad topic. Choose what you want. Write what you will. I have no specifications. I just want an essay on Google. Something about Google. And the 5 that me and Berserk choose that we think are the best, if they're not incredibly long, we'll probably read them. But most likely we'll just post them on the website. And most definitely the winning one will be posted on the website. And they'll get 3 voicemail boxes.
I got another idea for an essay, too.
Go for it.
I mean, it's up to you, really, because you're the one in charge of these voicemail boxes, but Internet radio, its effect on the public, and its effect on the public in the future. How Internet radio will affect us compared now to, you know, however long the time you want to go.
I like
that. Do you think it'll get bigger, smaller, what?
Perhaps you could choose from either Google or that. That sounds good. So Google or Internet radio?
Because it's really, it's an open ballpark right now, and... Did I just make that term up?
I think so.
I've never heard that in my life. I just said it. Well, it's an open ballpark now, and anybody can come to play. But is it going to last? You know, I don't know. In a year, this whole thing might die down. I never thought it was going to make it this far in the first place. I thought the idea was cool, but I didn't think America and just people all over the world in whole would adopt it. And it seems like they really are, especially with things like, you know, podcasts and stuff like that. It's really making it so people are starting to listen to it, and I don't know, maybe someday the internet's going to be the main media facet for entertainment type things like, you know, radio shows and TV and things like that. But what's your opinion on that? Let us know.
All right, so I'm going to let you talk for a second while I get some water, because my throat is seriously bugging me.
All right, well, I guess I should get into an article then.
All right, you do that.
All right, I'll do
that.
Sorry,
turn.
All right, so from this news website, Russian police say our hackers are the best. The Russian police's cybercrime division has warned that Russian hackers are the best in the world. Everyone knows that Russians are good at the math, said Lieutenant General Boris Murishkin, can't pronounce your name, of the division known as Department K. Our software writers are the best in the world, and that's why our hackers are the best in the world. Speaking at the E-Crime Congress in London on Tuesday, Murishkinnikov, or whatever, said that the casual teenage hackers of the past developed their techniques as they grew older. It used to be naughty boys doing this, he said. But now they've grown up and they realize they are clever at something, then you should use it to earn a living. They are hacking to get rich and uniting over networks. Murishkinnikov called for unified international laws for internet crime that would make it easier for the police to carry out arrests and charges around the world. Britain's National High-Tech Crime Unit said Tuesday that cybercrime cost British firms £2.4 billion, that's $4.5 billion, last year, as consequences of online crime last year. Murishkinnikov said this was alarming, but that the international police effort was starting to take effect. The statistics are really very worrying, he said. If you look at 2001, 2002, and 2003, computer crime was doubling. It's only this year we've started to hold back the growth. That's because we work so hard. When governments get ISPs, law enforcement, public and private sector cooperating, then we will be able to succeed in holding back this type of crime. Okay, other than the fact that that's somewhat finishing, it had to be like the worst grammar in the world. Then, only then. At the start we had, everyone knows that Russians are the good at math. That's a quote.
Wow.
But yeah, other than that, so Russians are the best, I guess. Because, according to this guy, they are the best software developers. I can only think of one Russian software title I've ever used in my life. And well, it kind of was a hacking program, I guess. It was an Elite Auto Hacksaw. I pressed the button and it hacksawed the website. It was like Jewar got pwned.
Huh.
Now it's a shadow security scanner. It's for Windows. It's a pretty good security scanner. I suggest you try it out. Though I think it's like $400 for a license. So just try it. It's a trial. So yeah, did you listen to that article?
I listened to about half of it, I think.
Okay. So pretty much it comes down to Russian hackers are the best and Russia wants help from everybody else.
Oh, well, you know. Russian hackers are the best and elitist. I mean, every Russian hacker I've ever met has been better than the rest.
Yeah, and everyone knows that Russians are the good at math.
They are the good. They are too good at math, yes.
No, the very first line of the article, everyone knows that Russians are the good at math.
Well, to keep from offending any of the Russian hackers out there,
yes,
if there are any, email us, because, you know, I've never heard of one.
Well, I know they're out there, it's just,
well,
I don't
well,
speak
of course
Russian.
They are, but, I mean, I have still never heard or seen one that I know of, so. Email us, you Russian listeners.
Yeah. I'm sure we're big in Russia. I mean, come on, David Hasselhoff's big in Germany. Everybody's big in Germany or Japan or something. I'm sure I got a fan club in Japan.
Well,
boy,
Berserk.
We're pulling on what I call a Conan right here. I don't know if anybody remembers, but Conan O'Brien made a point to offend every country in the world to see where he got letters from, so that way he knew where people watched his show.
That's awesome.
I think by the end of the year, we can have offended wholly every single country. Now, I don't know if Shada wants to do this, but I'm down. I have a problem with not giving a fuck.
Oh, I don't really care. Not, no.
Yeah, so if you're from a country that we've offended, send us a letter.
At email@underfireradio.com.
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 All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
Hey, I think somebody's home. Anyway, I was going to read an article, so I think I might do that. Don't you know? I thought this was kind of interesting. So anyway,
we're back.
We are back.
Well, I just gave it away that we had a little problem. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. I had some echo, which is back all of a sudden. Wait, no, there it goes. It's gone. Anyway, so this is for all of you Windows users out there. This is a security update, I suppose. I thought this was fairly interesting. It's about a fake Windows update. For you people who actually update your Windows, I don't because I refuse to get Service Pack 2.
You go.
Go me, yeah. But anyway, so apparently there's been some email circulating around that has been pointing people at a bogus website that claims to have, like, a bunch of critical security updates. But anyone downloading it is going to get a virus, you know. Go figure. Email from a virus from an email? Never. Especially not these days. But anywho, basically it's just going to be a backdoor. So, nothing too big, bad to worry about, from what I understand. It's nothing prevalent. But still somewhat interesting, I thought. And they use the elite hacksaw trick of doing the ahref equals and then the website, and instead of actually putting what it is for the description, they put a fake Microsoft website name on there. Can you believe it?
Oh.
Do you have any idea how many elite hacksaws out there are going to fall for that one?
I follow Flirt all the time. Microsoft sends me things like, you need to update your Debian install.
Oh,
wait, no. That doesn't happen. I got hacked by apt-get.
I love apt-get. I used it today. It was good to me. But sadly, it didn't have what I wanted at one point. So I turned to CVS, not the pharmacy. Anywho, so there's a backdoor out there. So the only real way not to get this virus is switch to Linux. Format your Windows partitions, get rid of it completely, and you have to switch to Linux immediately. Otherwise, you will get this virus, and it will destroy your computer and make it completely unusable ever again.
If your excuse is that, well, I don't have broadband and I can't download it, or I don't have a CD burner or anything, email us.
At email@underfireradio.com.
And be like, hey, I want a disc, but be cool about it. Don't just do it because you're an ass and you want us to send you something. But there's a good chance, if we like you, we'll probably send you a disc or however many discs you need to do it.
It's not like I have a lack of them just sitting around here.
I'm pretty much going to let you know it's either going to be Debian or Xoptix.
Or possibly Auditor. I'm a fan of Auditor now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically Xoptix.
I know nothing about that, so.
Well, let me describe it then. Auditor. It's Xoptix STD beefed up a little bit. With all the
new stuff.
Yeah. I haven't really used them too much because it's pretty much just my asterisk box I use it on. But I have all sorts of cool stuff like wireless tools and DNS stuff and IP and MAC spoofing and all that, CMP spoofing, brute forcing tools, honeypot, Bluetooth stuff, you know, snarfer stuff, Starfane, whatever. All sorts of analyzing things, sniffers. It's great. So yeah, it's a live CD. But you can do a hard drive install like I did. And be uber elite. Please forgive my elite speak today. I don't know where it came from.
Sorry, I was scrolling through articles.
Huh.
I'm not something I heard. You ended up on something about Leet Speak, so that's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I got another article I can do. Well, actually, the article just straight disappeared, so I'm just going to have to talk about it. I think that disappeared, too. But, okay.
Holy shit.
I don't know. You know what optical camouflage is, right?
Yeah.
Like, on Halo, when you have active camouflage. Well, there's a group from Japan that's been developing a form of optical camouflage. It is like an active camouflage. Pretty much allows you to sneak behind the object. It uses some sort of projection or something. There's various ways it can do it. So it's almost like little cameras around. I mean, you can still see the person or the thing, but you can see through it, sort of, too. And they've been... I remember seeing about this, like, a couple of years ago, like a year or two, like a year, maybe 2 years ago. It was probably like a year ago. And I thought it was pretty cool. There was like a guy in a raincoat in Japan, and there was like guys riding bikes, and you could see behind him, and you could see them going by. It was pretty cool. It could be useful in, you know, when you're getting shot at or something. But now they've taken it to a whole new level, because the only people who are really going to care about this is probably geeks, right? Well, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a picture right now. And, you know, probably not with a Photoshop, but I'm going to pretend it's real. And in this picture, there's like a flat screen monitor. Looks like a Mac monitor, actually. But I can see right through it. The monitor, like this and laptops, the screen itself has the active camouflage. So you can not just have transparent windows on your desktop environment, but you can have a transparent laptop. That's pretty fucking sweet. I wouldn't know what to do with that, though. I mean, it looks really cool. I think I would use it for, like, 10 minutes and be like, this is getting annoying. Because, you know, like, I got an IM hovering over a bush in the background. I can't tell what color this text is because different color cars keep driving by and shit. It just wouldn't work out right, I don't think. But... Well, I guess if you were able to get a laptop into a strip club, it would make looking at porn a whole new thing. Didn't think about that before, but
wow.
I'm going to think about that later.
Wow.
But I will post, there's a bunch of pictures, and I will post them. It looks like some of these desktops have Linux on them, too. Go figure, the people who are doing really important things in camouflage and geek stuff using Linux. Hint, hint. I can't really tell, though, because they're not really very zoomed in. But it looks like a Genome-style desktop. I'm quite certain it is. But yes, we can see through monitors now. How about that?
That is awesome and leet and such.
Yeah, next thing, we're going to have active camouflage keys, so that way I can't ever find them when I lose them. I actually saw, like, you know, the different color keys you can get at, like, Walmart. I saw one that was camouflage. I thought that was about the worst fucking idea ever made.
Why, do you leave it on the ground a lot or something?
Well, let's say you drop your key outside, right, on the grass,
well,
and it's camouflage.
Well, you see... If you put that keychain that Droop sent you on your keychain, you would have no problem.
That's sitting here somewhere. It was freaking me out for a while because I just set the picture frame up, and it's like him giving me a thumbs up. And I just forgot to move it, and every so often I'd look at it and kind of just freak me out that like Droop's just sitting here looking at me. So I had to put it in a drawer or something.
Does he still have his nice little... goatee beard thing going, or is he shaven in the picture?
I don't remember. I haven't looked at it for a while.
Oh.
I'm not going to look for it. the printer, he printed it out in his printer, and, like, I think, like, the black ink decided to just ooze out into it, so it's, like, really, really dark. It's all, like, the colors are all, like, his arm's pink and shit. Like, pink highlights, or, like, yellow highlights. It's, like, the printer totally fucked up when it printed out the picture.
Well, you know, at least he has a high-quality one.
Oh, yeah.
I've been considering buying one, but I'm too cheap.
I have that problem myself. I've never had a printer, actually.
I've never owned my own printer. Wait, no, I take that back. I do have a really, really old black and white printer in my trunk.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that back, too. I do have an old, like, the very first jet printers or whatever, like the desk jet black and white ones, but it's never worked. But it's been sitting on this chair next to my computer for, like, man, I've moved out a few times and moved back, and it's still there. I kicked it once, and it hit the ceiling. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It didn't really break that much, either. It might work. I've just never plugged it in. But being that it hit the ceiling, it doesn't. So, yes, I guess I have had a printer. At least I'm not one of these people that go out and buy a nice printer and then never, ever, ever get cartridge refills for it.
Yeah, I know somebody who, anytime they would run out of ink, they'd just go buy a new printer.
Yeah.
Like the really cheap stuff.
Yeah, my buddy's working in the print shop at, like, Staples or one of them things. So I'm going to start using that to my advantage. Was it you that used to work in an office place like that?
Yeah. I worked at Office Max at one point. I hated the Copy Max part.
What?
So I hated the Copy Max part.
Yeah, that's all he does. Seems like it'd be a pretty simple job, though.
You'd be surprised. There's, as far as copying stuff and just doing little simple day-to-day things, it's pretty easy. But then you have customers who are, like, obsessive about having everything absolutely their way on their business cards. It's like that everything a specific way. It has to be this many milliliters. Or liters, wow. Millimeters away from the edge, or da 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 da. It's just really annoying.
Yeah, that sucks. I saw some advertisement for a place that says they'll do 1,000 business cards for $20.
Yeah,
I don't think they're telling the truth. But if they are, I'm going to get business cards, and I don't know what they're going to say.
Yeah, I've been considering getting some. Just to offer my...
I thought about getting them just so I can put them in those little things where you go to the store and it's like, put your business card in, enter a contest. I see them all the time and it's like, God damn, I want to have a business card. My dad used to make ones that just said creative consultant on them. I'm like, what's that mean? He's like, that means if you ask me something, I'll give you my opinion.
Yeah, I'm considering getting some so I could offer my services. Like, put them up around school or something.
On man whore.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
No, offer, like, computer help or something for idiots. Or, if you need information, call me. I'll get it for you. I don't know. But I just want business cards, so yeah.
I found the downside of doing the show indoors. Can't smoke in my house.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not cool at all.
So we can't count how many cigarettes you have. And if we did, it would be very fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you have an article to do or something?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I want to put that off for a second. I wanted to talk about something else for a minute. I don't really have this planned, so I'm going to do this, like, just... off the top of my head. But it is going to be social engineering stuff, so it's cool.
Okay.
And the
I'm going to put the phone down for a second. So you just keep talking.
Okay, so I'm going to keep talking. Anyway, so, being that I am Mr. Pharmacy Man, I've been thinking, not really thinking, but I've been noticing that there are all sorts of information stored at a pharmacy for each and every individual. So, I found that it's rather easy to get people's information from doctor's offices, pharmacies, insurance people, whoever really. Insurance is a little bit harder to get the information from, but it's really not that bad. I know in some cases, insurance companies go by the caller ID or the calling party number, CPN, whatever. They go by the CPN that gets called into them. Like, let's say you called up Blue Cross Blue Shield. I believe it's that company. If you called them up, they would go ahead and be like, "Hey, thanks for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is Tracy or whoever. And I'm seeing that your NABP number, which is a number that every pharmacy has, is like 54973. I think it's like a five or six digit number. And not that that really matters, but so they go by the CPN. So if you wanted to, you could in essence spoof your CID, and then they would freely give you any information, according to HIPAA, which is the privacy shit. Anyway, so if you spoofed as a pharmacy's phone number, because of back spoofing, you can get any information you want from that company. Or, probably an easier way to do it, is go ahead and call up your pharmacy, wherever that is. If you have a name, you can be like, "Hey, this is so-and-so, and I just need to know what prescriptions I have ready," or whatever. Be like, "Hey, I just moved, and I need to check and see if the address has been updated or not yet." And I know at the one I work at least, we do pretty much everything off a birthday. So if you don't have the birthday, you're kind of fucked. But there are ways around that. Say you're calling for, like, your mother, your sister, your cousin, your fiancé, your husband, your girlfriend, whatever. And you're like, "I'm not sure of their birthday." I have their phone number, though. Or some, you don't even have to give them all that stuff. If you can just give them a first and last name, then you can get, like, their address, their home phone, their birthday, or their insurance information, so you can fuck with that. Not that I condone any of that. Let's see, what else? Then there's doctor's offices. So if you really felt like it, you could get prescriptions called in places. I'm not going to go into the details of how to do that, because getting medicine that way is just bad and not good. But anyway,
now hold on. If people think they can call prescriptions in without getting caught, I want people to think back to the news about, I think it was 2 years ago, when George W. Bush's daughter got caught doing it. If she got in trouble for it, being the president's daughter, you will be.
I don't remember any of that, but I don't watch the news at all. Haven't for years.
I was actually at a other store where you work, and she'd been calling in prescriptions of OxyContin and other things.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And she'd been doing it for like a year, selling them and stuff.
Oh, it is by far not a hard thing to do, so. Yeah. As long as you have some certain information, which I will withhold naming what it is, it is one of the easiest things in the world to get. So, yeah. But anyway, you can use basically the same technique with a doctor, and they'll give you the information as well. Just another little side tip, I guess. A lot of, "Hey, this is my mother," or "This is my son," whatever, da-da-da-da-da, that will get you pretty far. Doesn't matter what company you're calling to get information from. That's going to get you a lot. So, just a little side note there. Anyway, did you have anything else before I went on to the other article?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, let me find that other article real quick.
You go ahead and do that.
I'm going to.
I'm reporting from location outside with a cigarette, so I don't much care right now.
Okay, here we go. April 8th, this was a couple days ago. A North Carolina man convicted in the nation's first felony prosecution for spamming was sentenced on Friday to 9 years in prison, but the judge postponed the sentence while the case is appealed. A jury recommended the 9-year prison term after convicting Jeremy James of sending at least 10 million email messages a day with the help of 16 high-speed lines. Mr. James, 30, of Raleigh, North Carolina, will be free on $1 million bond until the appeals process concludes. Mr. James was convicted in November for using false internet addresses to send email or mass email ads through a server in Virginia. Under Virginia law, sending unsolicited bulk email itself is not a crime unless senders mask their identities. So, according to the Virginia law, he could have sent these millions and billions and trillions of emails every single day if he didn't hide his email address, it seems. But he did. So, he got screwed. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's my article.
All right. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you?
All right. I was switching the phone line I was on.
I hate echoes on cell phones. But anyway, so, do we have anything else to talk about, really?
I don't think so. Oh, well, I guess, you know, we can talk about stuff that we had in the original episode 14.
I don't remember what we did.
I talked about geocaching. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what I talked about, but I know it was a subject. I'm going to go ahead and talk about that.
Do it.
All right.
Do it to it.
So everybody raise their hand if they're familiar with geocaching. All right. Couple people. All right. Well, a good place to start is geocaching.cash. I almost forgot how to spell cash. Because I never have.
C-A-C-H-E. Cash.
Yeah, well, in caching, there's no E. We use English here. But geocaching involves a GPS. Handheld would be the best, unless you got a really good memory. And you go out and you find things. Doesn't sound so great, does it? Okay, it's like a treasure hunt worldwide, pretty much. I live in a city of very moderate size. And in my city, there's I think within 5 or 10 miles of me, there's like 60 caches hidden. Usually they're in ammo boxes or in Tupperware or something, hidden somewhere in the woods. And there'll be a clue and some coordinates. You gotta go find them. Once you find it, there'll be a bunch of crap in it. Little toys, all sorts of stuff. You're supposed to take something, leave something, and sign the log. Sometimes there's cameras in there. You take a picture and leave the camera. Don't take it unless it's full. If it's full, you can take it and you can develop the pictures and put them online or just leave them there. Because whoever put the cache there, because everybody who has a cache out, if there's a cache, someone's in charge of it. It's their cache. And they're supposed to maintain it. But pretty much you just go and you find stuff. It's like a treasure hunt. It doesn't sound that fun when you say it like that. I explain it to people. It's just like, oh, okay. But when you actually go out and do it, it's pretty fun. I do it at night usually because I'm just wacky like that, and it's much harder to find stuff at night. And it gives me a reason to use all my fucking flashlights, which I have a good amount of. I have a good amount of flashlights. And it gives me another reason to use all my UE gear. So if you're thinking, like, well, I could buy this for when I'm urban exploring, but it doesn't have much other use, and I don't know if it's worth the money, blah, blah, blah. Well, I can use it for geocaching, too. I've been doing this with another guy who lives in the same state as me. He'll drive up and get me, and we'll go out caching all night. It's pretty fun. I suggest everybody tries it. Go out to geocaching.com and sign up and try to find stuff in your area. I haven't found an area yet where there isn't things. Shada was actually, he was like, oh, I wonder if there's any around me, and I pulled up a big long list of ones that were near him. so everybody's got them near them pretty much. They're all over the world. So check out geocaching.com and look up and see what you got there. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like in big cities and stuff, but you also get the ones that are way out in the middle of fucking nowhere, where it's like a 4-hour hike, thanks to people like Droops. I guess he recently put one out, like 4 hours out, hiking where there's no roads. That can be a bitch. But still, it's worth doing it. It gets you out, gets you active, and that's a good thing. Yeah, that's another thing we talked about, getting these motherfuckers to go out and get active.
Yeah, that's right. You guys,
you know what? Nice out.
Yeah, go outside. I'm not going to follow that advice, but do it anyway.
Well, I do it. Like, in the summers, because I live where it's very cold in the winter, I don't do shit in the winter. But in the summer, I play a lot of frisbee golf, I go mountain biking, just a lot of biking on a mountain bike, of course, because I don't want one of them skinny, tired, weird, bendy bars, fucking things where you wear spandex. Me and spandex, bad idea. I saw a spandex fitting room yesterday, too. Did I bring that up? I was at a bike shop, and there was a fitting room, and I realized all the clothes there were spandex, and I was just like, that's not cool. Like, wearing spandex is one thing, but knowing they've been all spandexy on someone else?
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Hey, Berserk.
What?
Murdoch wants me to ask you how you are.
I'm doing all right.
Okay. And he wants me to mention him and tell him how much I love him. Murdoch, you suck.
You just got pwned.
I did. Murdoch, I hate you. I want you to die. He tried to convince me he was a minion. He was like, hey, I'm minion. Lowalls. But yeah, so, we have to change the name of the show now, just so you know. Because he says he's changing his handle to Under Fire, so we can't use it anymore.
I'm gonna have to veto that.
Okay, works for me.
So, we're still Under Fire Radio.
We're going to get to the copyright before he does.
Copyright sucks.
Hey.
It's not like we're making money off this or anything.
Yeah, this is true.
Then, well, people might start thinking it's a show about, like, gay hacking or something.
That would be bad, I think.
Yeah. Do you think?
He sends...
I'm quite certain.
Okay. Well, anyway, he sends us his less than 3 for the recording session.
What?
The little heart. Less than the 3.
Oh. All right. I didn't get it. I get it now.
You get it now.
I'm smart.
Yeah. So, the show has officially gone to the dogs.
Okay, well, you don't watch TV, right?
No, I don't.
Sorry. And I don't have cable. But there's this new show out called Con.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see that, though.
I actually got to catch about half of them of an episode last night. And it wasn't quite how I thought, but the dude was still good. He was pretending to be... They had another guy pretend that he picked up, like, this homeless guy that was, like, the Con guy. He was playing a homeless guy. And the story was he was like a tap dancing sensation from Alaska, and he failed, and now he's homeless and a crackhead. And they like convinced these people to give him like a free makeover, and he got like free use of a limo and, you know, all sorts of shit. They donated like some expensive ass like Armani suit to him. And all these people were sitting there like getting all emotional and teary eyed about, you know, he's just had such a hard life, and I'm just so happy I can help him. And it was all a con. And they left off there. I want to know what else happens. But from what I saw, like, next time he was sitting at, like, a mansion or something. So it's like some super social engineering with cameras. And I got to say, it looks like it's pretty good, but I don't know if it's going to last very long. So get out there and watch it. It's on after South Park on Wednesdays, which I don't know what time that is because I don't have cable. But they were saying... After South Park, Wednesday. so I remembered that.
It's on TV torrents, by the way. Again, not that I condone downloading TV shows or anything.
Well, I think downloading TV shows is legal, isn't it?
No.
I mean, they're freely distributed.
No.
Or they're put on TV for free.
I remember Obfuscated got fucked for downloading TV shows. They, like, shut him down. His ISP cut him off temporarily until he excused it off of his kids that he doesn't have.
Yeah. I would have figured it wouldn't matter because they played on TV for free.
Look at the world we live in.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a point there. So don't download TV shows.
And don't go download con from TV torrents. Do not do that.
Well, the thing is, most of these people who are able to download TV shows have broadband. Most of the people out there that have broadband that are in a residential setting have cable. So watch the fucker on TV.
Bastards.
Like me, I am one of the minority. I don't have cable, I have DSL. There's no cable in my house. Which I'm not so happy about, but that's what I have to deal with.
Anyway, I just remembered. Last Sunday, was it Sunday? I don't know. Sometime last week, me and my girlfriend went to the Florida Bible College, or what's left of it, and did some urban exploration. You can check that out at gallery.underfireradio.com/album, and you can click on FBC, and you'll see it there. It's great.
Wow, yay. Guess what I just got?
What?
Sorry to interrupt you, but...
Oh.
I just got a text message, which is actually an IM, from Shada, which says, when are we recording?
You just got that now?
Yeah.
I sent that to you at, I sent that to you at, 1 o'clock.
Yep, well, I just got it.
Well, it's 7:30 now for those who are listening to this other than now, because you can't listen to it now. Well, I'm just going to shut up, because I'm going to keep ranting about stuff that doesn't make sense.
So you're urban exploring at a Bible college? Is this
I was urban exploring at an abandoned Bible college. It was caught on fire, but when we got there, I heard this sudden roaring sound. So I discover it is one of those big backhoes, I think they're called.
Backhoes.
Is that what they are? Or not? Cool. They, tear stuff down, or, dig holes.
They dig holes. They have the thing on the back that digs the hole, and the thing on the front pushes stuff.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have a thing on the front. It's just got the hole digger.
An excavator.
What was that?
Excavator.
Okay, well, it was an excavator, I guess. But anyway, it was...
It's not really important.
Yeah, whatever it was tearing down part of the building. And there was only one part of the building left. And apparently at one point there were quite a few buildings over there. And it was just the dorms left. And apparently they had got caught on fire at one point. So anyway, I was like, hey, stay over here. I'm going to go talk to him real quick. So I run over there, and I wave him down. He looks at me kind of weird, what the fuck are you doing here? So anyway, I call him over. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, I run a website, and I was just wondering if I could, me and her could explore a little bit and take some pictures and stuff. He's like, oh, I don't care. So I'm like, you think it would be okay if we went inside? He's like, yeah, sure, just don't come over on this side, because I'm, tearing it down. So I was like, okay, it works for me. So anyway, we got permission, which is good to do, and we went and explored it all. So, yeah. The pictures are up. I took a bunch of them. It's pretty cool. It had caught on fire, like I said, so everything was all charred and such. It was nice. Again, the address is gallery.underfireradio.com/album. You can choose FPC or hotel, whichever urban exploration trip of mine you would like to look at. So, yeah. Go check those out. They're cool.
So it was on gallery.underfireradio.com?
/album.
/album?
Yeah. the gallery.onfireradio.com is just the hotel one.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, I'm in the process of fixing that.
Well, this Bible school says fuck on the inside of it.
It does. And it says all sorts of things. Like, on one of the walls, the word fire was scratched into it.
I like how you tried to throw in proof that you hang out with girls.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? I do hang out with girls. And
it's like truck building girl.
Yeah, you know...
grass sign girl.
What's sad is I really don't hang out with guys at all anymore. There's like one guy I hang out with, and that's only like once every 2-3 weeks.
You couldn't drop the camera down a little bit more so you could get a picture of her butt in the picture?
I do have quite a few pictures of her butt, actually.
Well, you got from like right the hips up.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Like a fucked up building in the background. That would have been such a great picture. Like ass building.
She didn't much like the fact that she was in the pictures anyway, so you're getting mucky
well,
for that much.
Figure this much.
Yeah.
It looks like a pretty cool place.
It was actually very cool. It got very repetitive, though, because the rooms were, like, all exactly the same size and everything.
Well, yeah, it's dorms. It looks a lot like this asylum that I saw pictures of in, like, Bulgaria or someplace like that. The building looks a lot similar.
There's an asylum here in a city called Arcadia, which I'm not 100% sure where that is, but apparently, like, a third of it's still in use by, I don't know who it is. But it's for something else. But apparently it's like a pain in the ass to not get caught.
It looks like you went out exploring on Tuesday.
Was that Tuesday?
Well, that's what the timestamp says.
Then it was probably Tuesday.
Well, it doesn't actually say Tuesday. It just has the date.
It has the date, yeah. So, yeah. There were quite a few things and vulgarities. Not that we would ever... use any sort of vulgarity at all with our pure minds written on the wall. And there's one picture of me looking at a cable cord. What is it? What do they call it? Wow, my mind is blank. The cord for cable TV, what is that called?
Coax.
Coax, that's right, coaxial. Yes, I'm poking my eye, sort of, with it, almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see that, but it's all good.
It's on, like, the third page.
Oh, there's more than one page?
Yeah, there's a bunch of pages. There's 125 pages.
You went all that far just for this crap? No offense, but I was like, man, there's not very many pictures.
No, there's 125 pictures. So, you're good to go.
Yeah, this is like a radio explanation of I'm looking at stuff and you're telling me about it. This is not very cool. If you don't like this, send us an email.
Yeah. It was in Poinciana, Florida, like right next to the huge signs that say "Welcome to Poinciana." So,
okay, I would suggest you guys not pick up stuff. Like,
what?
I don't know what she's holding, but I wouldn't be holding it.
Oh, yeah, I recommended that to her, but she's very much into the whole not listening to me when I tell her to do things.
It looks like a bag with socks in it.
Oh no, it was a grate. Of some sort, like a plastic grate.
There's either socks or some sort of insulation in it.
There was insulation, I believe.
What?
I believe it was insulation.
Okay. Time for a talk. Don't pick up insulation. Don't move insulation. Do you know where they put asbestos?
In
insulation. I notice y'all aren't wearing very much for clothes. Well, that's going to get a lot of people looking at the pictures. Not very much for clothes. Not protected in the least. And you're fucking with insulation. That's just begging for it.
Well, I understand the concern with the asbestos and everything. But, honestly, if I had to say it, I just don't really care. I mean, if I'm going to get sick and die, oh well. But that's just my theory on it.
It's not always just asbestos. There's weird things that show up in old buildings, and they can get you real sick, like, immediately, you know? Not that moment, but the next day you might get some sort of weird respiratory thing or start coughing weird shit up. and that's never any fun. I just stress safe exploring. I mean, I think it's, I always wear, my whole body's covered except for my face, and that has a respirator on it, so my eyes are really the only thing exposed. I do sometimes take safety glasses, depending on where I'm at. Always wear some sort of head covering. Always wear gloves. I understand that it's hot, which you could probably do like a long sleeve t-shirt and pants. And if you don't want to get a respirator, just go get some of them paper respirator things. They're like $6 for like six of them. And that'll at least help somewhat. But I just hate to see bad things happen from urban exploring. And I know it sounds like a UE public service announcement and all, but it's something I feel rather strongly about. Crap. And so are we about at time?
What was that?
Were we about at time?
Something yes, we are at time, actually. Almost right, exactly.
So. Yeah, because the situation just arose.
Yeah, okay.
So, we'll go ahead and start my shouts then. I'm going to shout to Shada, Nexus, Geocaching.com, Telcosource.net. Here's the one I'm going to piss someone off. I'm going to give shouts to Majestic.
Hold on.
Majestic and Volcanius and just, you know, everybody out there. Droops and Natus, because I hear he's a crazy motherfucker. And to everybody at Nauticon, fuck you. And that's it for me.
Alrighty, let's hear. Shouts out to Berserk, Benrev. I'm for the most part out of shouts this week. Oh yeah, to Majestic for hooking me up with the computer soon. I'm not gonna get into that, but he's a man for that. So he's gonna be getting me another computer. Yay. I don't really have any other shouts this week. I've been pretty much out of the loop, as to speak.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I feel you. I just came with some up off the top of my head.
So, yeah.
But that'll do it for 14 and a half. And, I'm going to send you a song, and you're going to put it on here so they can listen to it for outro music.
Sounds good.
It's from the Lunatic Click. It's called Short Bus.
Short Bus. Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
I think I already sent it to you, actually.
I don't know if I still have it, though. That's the problem.
Well, I'll resend it.
Awesome.
Check your archive.
Okay.
So that's it. I'm out.
All right. Adios.
Don't let me play with a baseball bat. Jump on, jump.